Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Uproar in both houses of parliament by opposition parties continues over various issues, adjourning the Raj Sabha till Monday and Lok Sabha till 3 p.m. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha paid tributes to freedom fighters to mark the anniversary of Quit India movement. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari says better roads will cut logistic costs to 9% by year end. Israeli cabinet approves Prime Minister Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City, adopts 5-point plan to end the war. In Canadian Open tennis, teen star Victoria Mboko upsets 4-time champion Naomi Osaka in women's singles final to claim her first WTA 1000 title. The uproar in both houses of parliament by opposition parties over various issues continued today as well, following which both the houses were first adjourned till noon and then the upper house was adjourned till Monday and the Lok Sabha till 3 p.m. today. Earlier, when the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 this morning, the house paid tributes to freedom fighters who fought for independence during the Quit India movement. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said the 9th of August marks the 83rd anniversary of the historic Quit India movement, which was a defining chapter in the nation's relentless struggle for independence.
A defining moment in our nation's relentless struggle for independence. The Quit India movement marked a decisive and powerful call for an end to British colonial rule. We pay our respectful homage to the countless freedom fighters, both known and unknown, who endured immense hardships and made supreme sacrifices for the cause of the nation's liberty and dignity.
However, as the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till noon. When the house met at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members continued sloganeering. Amid the noisy scenes, the chair adjourned the house for the day to meet on the 11th of August.
The house stands adjourned to meet at 11 a.m. on Monday, the 11th August 2025.
The Lok Sabha also paid tributes to people who fought for India's independence during the Quit India movement. Speaker Om Birla led the house in paying tributes.
कल दिनांक 9 अगस्त को संपूर्ण भारत में भारत छोड़ो आंदोलन की 83वीं जयंती मनाई जाएगी इस अवसर पर हम राष्ट्रपिता महात्मा गांधी और भारत की स्वतंत्रता के लिए अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान देने वाले सभी अमर शहीदों को श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करते हैं तथा अपने स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के उच्च आदर्शों के प्रति स्वयं को पुनः समर्पित करते हैं.
The House also paid tributes to its former member Satyapal Malik, who passed away in New Delhi this week. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members started their protest demanding discussion on SIR. The presiding officer, Krishna Prasad Tineti, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. He said the behaviour of opposition members is objectionable. Mr. Tineti tried to run the zero hour, but the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the House adjourned till 3 p.m.
Kindly go back to your seats. I will listen to you. Kindly go back to your seats. I will give you an opportunity. Please go back to your seats. Kripya, aap apne apne seat pe jaiye. Main aapki baat sununga. सदस्यगण सभा की कार्यवाही 3 बजे तक स्थगित की जाती है.
Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is committed to stop smuggling and hoarding of fertilizers. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Nadda said fertilizer is declared as an essential commodity and is notified under Fertilizer Control Order FCO 1985 and Fertilizer Movement Control Order 1973. The minister said state governments, especially those bordering Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar, have been requested regularly to increase vigilance at the borders to prevent smuggling of fertilizers like urea from India to neighboring countries.
जहाँ तक लखीमपुर खीरी का सवाल है, बॉर्डर डिस्ट्रिक्ट है और ये प्रदेश की जिम्मेवारी है कि वो बॉर्डर डिस्ट्रिक्ट पर होर्डिंग को रोके और स्मगलिंग को रोके और इसमें जो हमारा है वो एसेंशियल कम्युनिटी एक्ट ऑफ 1955 ये आता है और इसमें फर्टिलाइजर कंट्रोल ऑर्डर 1985 के तहत इसको रोकना और किसानों तक पहुंचाना इसकी जिम्मेवारी प्रदेश सरकार की है और स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स को पूरी ताकत दी गई है कि वो स्मगलिंग को रोके.
Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said under the National Health Mission, the centre is providing technical and financial support to the states so that they can strengthen their infrastructure and fulfil manpower requirements. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Ms. Patel said, public health and hospitals is a state subject and the responsibility for strengthening the healthcare system, including recruitment and appointment, lies with state governments. Replying to another question, the minister said the Narendra Modi government is committed to increasing the availability of doctors and specialist doctors. She said the government has established 157 new medical colleges to address the escalating demand for medical professionals. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has expressed confidence that India's logistic cost will drop to 9% by the end of this year. Mr. Gadkari said this while speaking at a conclave organized by a private news channel in New Delhi today. He attributed this reduction to the significant improvement in the country's road infrastructure.
इस साल दिसंबर तक हमारी लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट 9% आएगी और 9% रोड अच्छे बनने के कारण और निश्चित रूप से लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट 7% से कम होने से हमारा एक्सपोर्ट और बढ़ेगा, डेढ़ गुना होगा, दुगना हो सकता है और इसका देश की इकोनॉमी को फायदा होगा. ये जो लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट कम हो रही है इसमें जैसे रोड अच्छे बने हैं जिसमें टाइम बच रहा है, स्पीड बढ़ी है.
The union minister also said the growth of agriculture and allied sector is the government's priority. He noted that the growth of this sector will contribute significantly to the GDP.
एग्रीकल्चर में जैसे इसराइल में वहाँ किबुट और ये दो ऐसे हुए है कि अपने एयर कंडीशन बंगले में बैठकर अपने कंप्यूटर पर किसान पानी को मैनेजमेंट करता है. ये हमारे देश में भी हो सकता है और इसलिए आने वाले समय में एग्रीकल्चर एंड अलाइड सेक्टर की बढ़ोतरी हमारी प्रायोरिटी है. लगातार हमारी सरकार ने किसानों को सब प्रकार की मदद की है और मुझे लगता है कि एग्रीकल्चर की ग्रोथ हमारे देश की ग्रोथ को, जीडीपी ग्रोथ को बहुत कंट्रीब्यूट करेगी.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will lay the foundation stone of the grand temple dedicated to Goddess Sita this afternoon at Punara Dham in Sitamarhi district of Bihar. The foundation stone laying ceremony and Bhumi Pujan for the grand temple will take place amidst chanting of Vedic mantras. On the occasion, the Union Home Minister will also address a public gathering and will flag off the Sitamarhi New Delhi Amrit Bharat Express train via video conferencing from Sitamarhi. This will provide a direct rail link between New Delhi and Sitamarhi via several important places of Bihar. More from our correspondent.
The temple premises, sprawling over 50 acres area, will be completed with an estimated cost of 883 crore rupees. The new Janaki Temple of Punara Dham will be constructed on the line of Lord Ram Temple in Ayodhya. It will consist of a big Mela ground, culture center and Parikrama Path. For the people of Mithilanchal, it is like completion of their long cherished dream. Punara Dham has been added to the ambitious Ramayana circuit and it is expected that after completion of the temple, it will boost up tourism activities in the region. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai's report from Sitamarhi, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Vande Bharat Express train service between Amritsar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra virtually on Sunday. A senior officer of the Jammu Rail Division has informed that the train will run 6 days a week except Tuesdays. More from our Jammu correspondent.
The Vande Bharat train will depart from Katra at 6:40 a.m. and reach Amritsar at 12:20 p.m. The same train will depart from Amritsar at 4:20 p.m. and reach Katra at 10 p.m. However, the Northern Railway has officially opened Anantnag Railway Station under its Jammu Rail Division. With this decision, Anantnag is now equipped to handle both incoming and outgoing freight, offering a new and efficient transport option for businesses across Kashmir. This would strengthen Kashmir's economic ties with market across India, and this marks an important milestone in the ongoing development of Baramulla-Srinagar-Banihal Railway Corridor. This station will operate daily from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is Ann Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva last night. The Prime Minister's office has said that during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defence, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take the India-Brazil strategic partnership to new heights. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City. The Cabinet has also adopted 5 principles for ending the war in Gaza. These include disarming of Hamas, return of all hostages, whether living or dead, demilitarization of Gaza, Israeli security control in Gaza, and establishment of a civil administration that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Official statement said the Israeli Defense Forces will prepare for taking control of Gaza City while distributing humanitarian assistance to the civilian population outside the combat zones. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, to discuss ways to further strengthen the growing India-Israel strategic partnership. In a post on social media, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the meeting focused on strengthening and expanding cooperation, particularly in the areas of security and economics, the pillars of an important partnership grounded in shared values and mutual interests. As part of the engagement, Netanyahu also held an interactive session with senior Indian journalists, addressing a wide range of questions on bilateral relations and regional developments. In tennis, 18-year-old Canadian wildcard Victoria Mboko stunned 4-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka 2-6, 6-4, 6-1 to capture her first WTA 1000 women's singles title on home soil at the National Bank Open, also known as Canadian Open. The win lifts Mboko to a career-high number 25 in the WTA rankings, ensuring her first Grand Slam seeding at the upcoming US Open. In men's singles, Ben Shelton won the title last night in Montreal, defeating 11-seeded Russian Karen Khachanov 6-7, 6-4, 7-6. Domestic benchmark indices were down by more than 0.5% in afternoon trade today amid broad-based selling across sectors. Investor sentiment took a hit after U.S. President Trump announced doubling tariffs to 50% on Indian imports. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading 478 points or 0.59% down at 80,153, while the Nifty's NSE was down 140 points or 0.58% to 24,455 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for very heavy rainfall in East Uttar Pradesh and southeastern parts of Uttarakhand today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Uproar in both houses of parliament by opposition parties continues over various issues, adjourning the Rajya Sabha till Monday and Lok Sabha till 3 p.m. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha pay tributes to freedom fighters to mark the anniversary of Quit India movement. Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari says better roads will cut logistic costs to 9% by year end. Israeli cabinet approves Prime Minister Netanyahu's proposal to occupy Gaza City, adopts 5-point plan to end the war. And in Canadian Open tennis, teen star Victoria Mboko upsets 4-time champion Naomi Osaka in women's singles final to claim her first WTA 1000 title. And with that, we end the midday news.